Welcome back to the Odyssey 00 Odyssey. This is episode 007, and right now I am writing out what I need to speak in this particular episode. So I am done writing all the things up which I have to speak in this particular episode about the whole day and what I'm gonna do and all the things. So let's start from the number one thing. So I got my mom's phone. So I was actually recording. If you know that I recently, just 3 weeks ago, I released my ebook, a very micro ebook, around 35 pages long, Managing Multiples. I have spoken about it in Odyssey 005, 6, and now this is 7. This is 7? Oh, yes, this is episode 7. Okay. So I have spoken about this even earlier. So here's the whole audio version of that ebook that I've made.
So this particular episode is gonna be different. Welcome to the Rohan Shwastav Show, and I'll be responsible for it. And it takes me to the third thing. It's about responsibility. Ethics comes when you get responsibility. Let me tell you a real life incident from my life. One day I got a freelancing project. It was from my money.
So it is almost like 30, like I'm literally right now. Okay, this is not a coincidence. The ebook is about 37 pages long, and this entire clip or audio clip is about 37 minutes long. So it was like 1 page, 1 minute. Good, nice. So I'll be launching it as episode 20 on my podcast. So if you want to, you can listen. I'll link it below. Now, the second thing is work pressure. Right now, like I just spoke here for 37 minutes. I'm literally, my cords are vibrating. I'm not able to speak, but I have to. Because I found my passion into creating content. I'm enjoying it. And so now I don't feel like a work pressure on anything. I just feel like I have to create content. And freelancing sometimes is a nightmare for me. Last night, you know, I dream of removing the text from my computer screen. So even in my dream now, graphic designing is graphic design just took over my dream, whatever. Now it's coming even in my dreams. So work pressure is right now so much because my clients are demanding much more than a carousel post, but not an issue. I'm trying my level best to do it. I still have to do a lot of things after this particular video. Moving forward, whole day what I did. So I almost like I wake up at 8 o'clock. Yep, I regularly, as my schools are off right now, or manage for today actually. So exams are gonna, so schools are off for me. So but tomorrow is Monday, so I think I have to go tomorrow. Let's see. So what I do, I usually wake up at 8 a.m. And so what I did from morning, I was like, my sister's birthday was there. So I was involved into that. My cousin's actually, she's my cousin. So I was involved into that. And I worked like basically for my freelancing. And because as I've made this promise to myself to record and release or distribute the Odyssey episode and the podcast at exactly 10 p.m. But I'm not able to because of this fucking dead internet connection. So last day's episode has been uploaded today, and today's episode will be uploaded tomorrow. But I don't really want to do this, but it's happening. I cannot, it's not in my control. Internet is dead. So I'm still trying my level best. Right now it's shit. You know what, I actually finished my, this is right now able to see 10:54. I finished my graphic designing work, freelancing work, and I was like, let's now create content. And literally I cannot explain you how these 2 hours seeing this is a bless for me. Like working hard 2 hours was like a blink for me right now. Like I ko laga ki bhi saare na hoga hoga aadha ghanta bhai. By the way, so you can see the time is 10, so मेरे अभी तक ये ख्याल चल रहा था मेरे दिमाग में कि I'll record the episode till 10 a.m. and I'll upload it, so it will be available at 11 a.m. somehow. 11 p.m. sorry, somehow, but now it's already been 11 and I just have recorded 5 minutes of this particular episode. Now, so yes, and I worked my ass off till 4, then I like studied for 5 to 6 hours and things was like that. So I didn't did something very great today. Like it was great, so I don't want to bore you upon that topic. So let's move to what you can find value in. The questions that I've got. The first question that I've got today. Today my Instagram was very busy. I got 5 mentions in my stories, so I really liked it. Because I'm putting it, like, if you will put your hard work, you know, opportunities will come. I have, I'm yelling out this like 10 times a day. So please, work hard and don't care about the result and don't think and don't make the intention of getting results. Just work hard, straight, with a driven purpose inside you. Your macro, just work very hard on a daily basis and you'll get whatever you want. So moving forward, the questions that I got. I really like the Q&A session. I really do. Like when I used to watch Digital Pratik and Gary Vee, they were like waiting for Q&A session. I was like, why are you waiting for Q&A session? But now that I get DMs and all, I just feel so much blessed to answer them. Okay, so the first DM is how I create stories. So I have to find, okay, Instagram. So you have to actually, internet is dead. A very slow internet connection. So how I do create these stories? Okay, I'll show you. If you are able to see, how do I create these stories? Is there any way to focus upon this? Front camera. Okay, I think I have done that. So these are my stories. So people were like, they are so much into design and they are so contextualized. Like you can see, it is a male symbol. They like the design of it. How you do it? How you do it? And there is an eye over here. If you were able to see. And moving forward, we have. We have this, like, I really like it. How can I? Okay, let's remove this. Now I think you were able to see, right? This is a moon and these all are the stars. Now how I do basically do this all. So let me connect the light because then you will see my ugly face. Back to reality. So how I create these contextual stories with this growing and all. So many people already know this, but I do it another way. If you will go to my profile, you will see a whole new section of Rohan Talks. And you will see I have created different cartoons. I do it, right? They are very contextual. I really appreciate my work. So, okay. The person's back, the person is sad, the person is crying, and like many things. So I like, because I have been an artist from since my childhood. I was so much into painting and all. So I'll show you right now how to do it the right way in a minute or two. So let's begin this. So number one, when it comes to creating stories, it's all about like creating these posts. People will go to different softwares and all, and my biggest tool for what I do and how I do is this. Take a look at this section. This is called Instagram stories. If you're able to see me, hi. So this is Instagram stories. Lens is super bad. And this is my probably biggest tool. So what I do all the time is I just keep my hand behind this. Okay, I flip the camera and I keep my hand like this and behind this, and I try to make it black. I click it and it's not a still whole black, so I pull this side up and it spells, now it's Oslo, whatever. So it's pure black right now, pure black. Now this is my favorite tool. This is called, I don't know what it's called, but it's just to draw. So you can choose the sides from here, you can draw hairs, like this is the hair, and you can reduce it, and you can make noses, and you can make the smiles. Now you can make, like, if you don't have an artistic, then you will not be able to do this, but many people can do this. Now you can see it's a face, and in that way you can actually do it now. And if I want to draw a moon, then this is the option for that. Look, the only key to do all these things, if you are able to see, like, this looks like a very dark black hole, right? So I haven't learned it from any YouTube videos. I did it by just experimenting and being patient, and I've learned it from, like, I spent times on this platform, Instagram. Most of you don't know these things because you haven't ever experimented and spent time over this. Like, I will tell you, you won't believe this black hole thing that I've discovered right now. How perfect it's looking, man. How perfect it is looking. So I didn't know that I can create a black hole. And I just discovered this moon thing a minute ago. Like, this is looking like a real moon where you are putting your time. And so I was creating a story, and I just galti se mera se haath tar pad gaya, and I was like, ye to moon ki tarah lag raha hai. Then I thought of drawing stars. So what I did was, I thought stars bhi glow karte hain iske tarah. So maine apna size but iska brush ka ghataya, aur aise aise maine stars banana shuru kar diya. But maine socha ki ye stars ki tarah nahi lag raha. They're not looking like stars. So I searched for another option, and I found this. I literally didn't know about this ever. Like, I haven't even used it even before. And what it is it's more so like a dust, right? You can see. So I can reduce the size, and I can draw the stars. This is what it is. This is looking so fun. It is. You see, it is fun. Now, how can we do clouds and all? So I don't know. Let's see, how can we do clouds? Is this clouds? Okay. Now I'm being serious. These are real clouds, even. So it is all it is, and I can even, like, when it comes to draw a. Okay, let's just remove this story. Phone has been stuck, or what? I don't know. Okay. Discard, and for example, let's pick a blue. A very okay. Don't fall. Okay, so don't fall. Let's pick this Instagram filter. Can you? Why it's not working? For example, right now it's not working. So for example, I'm taking another photo. I need a yellow photo or a blue kind of yellow photo. So I just took this photo of my again, and remove this. And what we can do is, we can go here and we can find a blue color. This is how it works. Now we are having a blue color over here. And if you are like it's not looking so like a sky or something, you can just download it again, and you can go to here, and you can, so now it's completely blue, right? And let's change the color. It should be like a sky. So for example, this is a sky. I'll go to the draw option. Now this, I haven't ever tested it yet, but I'm just doing right now. This is a sun color, and okay, it didn't work. I thought that it would be like sun, but it's not. So shit happens. There are a million things you can do. I would just like to say that. Okay, now this is looking like clouds. Let me try it over here. Okay, I think this worked out finally. It's looking like a sun, and it's looking like cloud. If you are able to see, worked out. Let me check the orange color also. Nah, orange color is not that much good, but literally, like, this color worked out. And I can even make clouds. Not the yellow clouds, but the white clouds. okay, like I can. And with an artistic mind, you can do like over here and like, okay, so for example, so these are the clouds. And one more thing that I want to show is, suppose I am having, what I can show, let me get over the screenshots. The screenshot is where all gems lies. So for example, she's my mom and she's a singer and star maker. So okay, so for example, I want, I don't want to actually show this, all the text that is written over here. So what I can do is, this is the pick option. Click on this, choose here, pick, okay. Okay, I have done some mistakes. Undo, yeah. So just click on this picker and leave it over the color you want. Like I want the pink color, then leave it over here. And now you have chosen the exact color and you will color it all. Or it's not looking so good, right? Because this is a gradient. So what you can do is, what you can do, click on the picker again and just choose this color. Okay, I've chosen this color and now I'll erase them all. You can see, are you able to even find the difference? Okay, remove this. Now you tell me, was even something was written over there here? Nothing, now. So this is how I create content, and this was all. Like I'll share much information over this, but people who don't want to do all these, like for the people who think these things and making it contextual is crap, I cannot see anything. I've done the same thing over here. I've done the same thing over here, and so I just like 90% of the tool I use is from my phone and the Instagram stories. For me, it's Gem. Now have to FaceTime. So well, I'm really sorry if somebody was like, you wasted my time, I'm really sorry. But I just wanted to show you that there is so much power in this particular story section that people ignore, that by the use of which you can create awesome things. So that was the answer to the first questions. I hope that the person who asked me this got the answer, his answer. So then number two, how I'm so confident on camera. So first of all, I know English. I'm not grammatically so right. I know my mistakes. Or I know my, I don't know what I know. I know my problem. My problem is with grammar. My spoken is good. The pace of my English or the with the rate of speed, everything is great except the grammar. Grammar really sucks. I really suck at grammar, whatever. Yes, and that's a bit of exertion in my making up these videos, but I don't have time, but I will soon take a grammar lesson, grammar coaching around my home. I'll take it and then it will be much better. For me, confidence comes from look, anybody, even the most even the most introverts is comfortable speaking with someone. Maybe it can be her, it can be their mother, father, brother, anybody. Like even the most shy person, even the most shy person, they also speak to someone very like, hey, so that is it, what it is. And like they also have some, they are just closed. I think that introverts are not introverts, they are just a bit closed. They're just close to certain people and they cannot open up their selves up to all the people like at a time, because they think it contextually. But you can make it possible where you can, like, you know, if you practice it. I think you, like for me, when I started putting out content and when I started recording videos, I really sucked at it at that time. But now I think I don't suck at it, and now I don't think like, yeah, I'm being rude on the camera or anything like that. And it works in that way. You have to keep practicing it, and I think if you don't know what you are talking about, it's a big it's a big whatever, big L. So you should be knowing what you're talking about. Like, if I am talking about real estate right now, I have no clue what is real estate. I know it's something related to real property or something, but I have no clue about it. So the less I'll know about the particular subject or the topic, the less I'll speak about it. Speaking like less can happen due to two reasons. Number one is you really suck at the language in which you are speaking, and number two is you have lack of knowledge and lack of experience of that particular thing. So what I talk about is me. The whole thing is about me. This documentation, this Odyssey 007, it's all about me. And me, which is like, I am the thing that I know the most about. Like, I'm talking about something which I know the most about, and which is me. So that's where I end up recording 30 minute long podcast episode or 30 minute long Odyssey episode, because I'm talking about myself and I know myself the best. And the thing you know the best, we can speak hours about it. I can speak hours about myself. So this is all about being confident on camera, and there are a few hacks. Just look into this, don't look into this. On your face, like right now I'm looking at my face and not looking at you, but you should be looking at this. And try to be like, you're talking to a person, everybody says this and this actually works. I'm literally right now, look, I don't have much subscribers on my YouTube, and there are only 2 to 3 people who actually respond to my videos. So when I'm recording this particular episode right at the exact moment, subconsciously my mind is like, 2 to 3 people who right now engage with my content are watching, are listening to me. I'm literally subconsciously, because I got this ability to track my subconscious mind, and many more people have this ability to what's going on their subconscious head. They can track at the same time being conscious to the real world. Many people have this ability. So I'm also having it, and right now at the exact moment I figured out that right now when I'm recording this particular episode, the only figure that I'm having in my mind is that I'm talking to 2 to 3 people who engage with my content. I'm like, they are watching and I'm talking to themselves. So I'm talking everything in context of them. That's it. Be confident. Or you can go with a different approach. It's like, nobody's watching. You can do your shit and you're like, nobody's watching. So you can go with that also. But you know what? Like, it's never like nobody's watching. Even if you are not getting comments or likes, people are watching you. So if you will push hard, one day they're like, what are you doing, brother? You're cracking bombs. So you have to push hard, because if even they're not responding and you are like, nobody's watching me, what I'm doing, but they are. They're just not responding. But the day you will bother them so much, they will respond. Not in a bad way bothering, but in a good way. So now, how you edit Odyssey? Just use two simple tools. InShot is great, which I use, and then if I have to do a high work, I take it to the cracked version of KineMaster. So you'll easily find the tutorial on YouTube. I did the Storyteller tutorial because that was something which was from my head, what I have applied and what I've learned. So that was it, and I think that I can make that movement, the whole story with a thing that I've done, I think 6 minutes ago. I would have make it more contextual and more systematical, but I haven't planned anything out, so it was not that much good. But I hope you have learned something by the way. So this is the most interesting part of this whole episode right now. Today is 5th January 2020. On 5th January 2019, for the first ever time, I got my 0.0. Like, I've earned my first income, and it was $0.002. Not in a bank account, but in my Google AdSense account from my app. And now when I think about that moment, I really feel grateful about that. That on this exact day, I was like, wow, I'm gonna make a $1 billion app. I was childless, but when I reflect back to those days, it feels just awesome. You know what? Like, in January, April, 4 months, I hustled so hard, exactly right now I'm hustling. I was like on this computer over here, and I was like, wake up till 2 a.m., 3 a.m., Instagram stories, I'll share one Instagram story from my archives or archive, whatever, archives. Highlights, I'll share the day when I first got my $0.02. I'll share that date. So keep watching my stories, because that's where I put my all eggs in. Because I really feel connected to the platform called Instagram. I really feel passionate about the platform. I really can connect with the platform. And so grateful for that. And tied into my schedule. Yes. So my exams are coming up. I have said that you need to make balance over the two boards. My studies are a very little. I have to compromise on that because of my content work. So I'll actually reduce it. And I'll not like reduce the value or anything. I'll just reduce the way I communicate. Like I'll only do one podcast and one Odyssey episode, and Odyssey will be converted into a podcast, so there will be every day two podcast episodes and one Odyssey episode on YouTube, and I'll just post it about it on LinkedIn and Instagram in the form of either post, either link, or either stories. That's it. And maybe I'll do one or two tweets, and that will be on my LinkedIn. So that was it for this particular episode. I have my tongue is slipping like anything because I have spoken so much for the last 1 hour. I don't have the practice of speaking for continuously 1 hour. So this episode, like Odyssey 006, I have got very, very positive responses from that. I'm really happy that you guys are liking my content. But if you have a compromise on this particular episode, please sorry for that. It's just documentation. I'll try to do my level best. Literally cannot speak anymore, man. Okay, so until next time, Rohan Shrivastav, bye. I'll leave this, just want to share this quick as possible. Work hard. That's the only thing, the message I have. Work hard in the right direction and do the thing in the right way. There are a million ways to do one thing. You should be picking up the one way which is at the highest. You should be doing it the best you can and with the right way you can. So that was it for this episode. Signing off.